What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness across all social media platforms. If this is your first time seeing my face or hearing my lovely voice, I'm a clinically diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, and also validate the victims, survivors, and thrivers of said disorder, said toxic people, said toxic traits. Today's episode is going to be about how do you know that you're not the narcissist? That's one of the main questions that I get across all of my platforms on social media. Like literally every single platform, this question or a form of this question is asked to me nearly just about every single day. Dang on day, y'all. Seriously. So before we hop into today's episode, y'all, make sure you, if you haven't, tune in every single Thursday at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for my live show called Waving the Red Flag. We have live guests, story time, a lot of things to help people heal and grow from narcissistic toxic abuse and whatnot. Every Thursday, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Okay, let's hop into it though, y'all. So how do you know that you're not the narcissist?
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
So, I know a lot of people will say, just asking that question right there, Lee, should be enough, shouldn't it? Asking the question, am I the narcissist? Is that not enough because narcissists are typically not self-reflective? Yeah, so does that question generally work? Like, if you ask yourself, am I the narcissist, does it normally mean that you're not a narcissist? Yeah, that's how it normally goes. But I ask myself that question after my wife called me a narcissist. Like, damn, am I a narcissist? So I ask myself that question. A few of the other self-aware narcissists that I've dealt with, I've interacted with online, say the same thing or something very similar to it. Am I the narcissist? I do this, Lee. Hey, I do that. Y'all, or you'll see a video of mine that resonates with you. You know what I mean? It's always just say, if you're asking yourself, am I the narcissist? Ask yourself this question right here. Do you have empathy? And not just like I said, yes, narcissists have some empathy, but are you always empathetic? Are you mostly empathetic? You know what I mean? Do people not have to earn your empathy? Do you have natural empathy towards different situations that don't involve you? You know, do you have enough empathy to go around? Because my empathy tank is extremely low. That's me being realistic. The empathy tank of me, mine, is extremely low in these situations, in these dynamics. So, do you have empathy? Enough empathy to go around and whatnot? You know what I mean? Because it's in a situation right there. The narcissists typically lack empathy. Now, all narcissists have low empathy, but like most of the time, narcissists lack empathy. It has an empathy deficit. So, do you have empathy? Are you asking, like, do you care about other people? Can you put yourself in other people's shoes and have an emotional reaction? Not just because I can put myself in other people's shoes, but I don't have an emotional reaction. Do you have an emotional reaction when you put yourself in somebody else's shoes? Like, if you imagine something happening to you, can you put yourself in somebody else's shoes in that aspect right there, inside of that dynamic right there? Because that matters, y'all. That really, really does matter. Not just to me, but to most people. If you're asking yourself, am I a narcissist? Like, do you have that empathy for other people? You know what I mean? It's a very interesting dynamic, a very interesting space to kind of go into and deal with and whatnot. So ask yourself that question. Do you have that empathy level? You know, because that helps you out. You know, more empathy kind of helps you disqualify yourself from narcissists. Also, this is my personal thing right here, y'all. Intent matters. Intent matters. What is your intent? Like, if you're doing stuff, if you find yourself doing, you know, bad things, you know, intent matters, y'all. The intention behind your actions matters. Do you have good intent, or is it always self-serving intent? Yes, the impact is important. Y'all know I have my brand, my self-love brand. I have the impact over intent shirt because impact is important as hell. But what is the intent behind your actions? Are your actions intentionally malicious, set out to hurt people? Are you trying to hurt people? And from a self-serving perspective, from a self-serving point of view, are you trying to hurt people with something, you know, with your actions, with your behaviors? Are you intentionally trying to hurt somebody or multiple people? Are you super self-serving? You know what I mean? What is the intent behind your actions and whatnot, y'all? What is the intent behind your actions? You know, another thing, like I said, another thing you can just kind of focus in on, if you're asking yourself, am I a narcissist? Self-reflect. Like, look, the ability to look back at your stuff and wonder, like, just think about this. Are you hurting people? If you think you're hurting people, you're just like, damn, my actions are hurting people. Let me change my actions. You see what I'm saying? That's self-reflection. That's being able to look back and be, you know, being able to look at the situation that you're currently involved in, and just be like, okay, yeah, I'm hurting these people. Let me stop these behaviors because these behaviors are not healthy. Let me stop these behaviors because these behaviors are hurting not only myself, but they're hurting other people as well. You know what I mean? You know, the ability to self-reflect and just be like, damn, I'm hurting people. My actions are hurting people. Let me change these actions. Let me, you know, another thing, let me go to therapy. Are you willing to go actually go to therapy and work on it and be open and honest? You know what I mean? Are you willing to be open and honest with a therapist or with a counselor or somebody that actually listen to you and help you? You know, empathy, intent. You know, are you hurting people? Like, look at your situation. Like, damn, I'm hurting these people. If you can kind of internally check in with yourself and be like, dang, I am hurting these people. Let me stop these actions. That typically means you're not narcissistic, y'all, because most narcissists are not thinking that. Most narcissists, again, are ought to be super self-serving people and end up hurting people with their actions and don't care. A narcissist like myself, you know, especially how I used to be, you know, I don't care if it affects you. As long as I'm serving myself, as long as I'm getting my needs met, I typically don't care how it affects anybody else. And this is how it goes. Like, typically, I don't care how my actions affect anybody else as long as my own needs are being met in that moment, or as long as my own needs are going to be close to being met in that moment or in the near future and things like this, y'all. You know, are you, like I said, another thing, y'all. Are you, if you feel like you're hurting people, do you have the ability to try to be better? Like, and honestly, be better for everybody around you. Be a better person. Like, self-reflect on your past transgressions, your past behaviors. And just like, okay, I'm actively going to be better. I'm going to work on this. I'm going to take accountability, because that word right there, y'all. Accountability. Are you able to take accountability for your behaviors without blaming someone else? Are you able to just say, yes, I made an error here, and this is on me, and take your ability to actually take accountability? No, to have the ability to actually take accountability and go from there with it, work with it from there, from that perspective right there. Do you have the ability to do that? Because a lot of people lack the ability to do that. You see what I'm saying? A lot of people don't have that ability. A lot of people don't possess the ability to, not a lot of people, a lot of narcissists don't possess the ability to do that, y'all. To just literally look at themselves and just be like, okay, let me change myself for the better, and or how am I affecting people and whatnot, you know? To move forward, to try to be a better person, and to take that accountability. That accountability matters, y'all. And it is something that's extremely important when you're dealing with narcissistic people, you know? That if you are able to take accountability and offer genuine apologies, y'all. If you are able to offer a genuine apology, not a blanket statement. And y'all know what I mean by blanket statements. Blanket statement apologies sound something like, you know, I did this, but you know, I did. What about what you did? Hey, I'm sorry for everything. I'm sorry I hurt you. How did you hurt them? Are you able to offer a genuine apology? You know what I mean? Are you able to offer a genuine apology? Are you willing to change yourself and not try to change everybody else around you to fit you? Narcissistic people typically don't want to change themselves. They want to change the people around them to fit them. Are you willing to change yourself to fit around people? you know, in a genuine way, in a genuine, like, change your behaviors, especially if your behaviors are toxic, because everybody exudes some toxic behaviors, y'all. If you're exhibiting these toxic behaviors, are you willing to change those behaviors in order to fit around people? Or are you just set in your ways to be able to not, are you just so set in your ways that you feel like, no, are you so entitled to just be like, you know what, I'm not changing anything about me. If they want to deal with me, they got to change themselves to be around me. What do you sound like, y'all? Which person are you in this situation right here? You know, are you willing to work on yourselves? Are you willing to have people work on themselves to tolerate you, to set your boundaries and whatnot? You know what I mean? Because that's one of the things right there, y'all. Like, if you are willing to change yourself and work on yourself, knowing that your behaviors are toxic and affecting other people, that typically means you're not a narcissist. Because narcissists, again, they're narcissists try to change their environments to fit them, where non-narcissistic people typically try to change themselves to fit into the environment that they want to be a part of. And this is not being manipulative. This is not, you know, being fake. This is actually genuinely working on yourself, especially if you've exhibited some toxic behaviors, to be able to fit into, you know, a societal spot, a culture, or something along those lines. You know what I mean? Are you intentionally, like I said, yeah, again, y'all, a lot of these situations can apply to a lot of people, but like, if you exhibit toxic behaviors, you know, if you exhibit, you know, you got to look up reactive abuse, because reactive abuse happens to so many people when you're dealing with narcissists and toxic people. Like, reactive abuse is when you explode because somebody else has done something to you. Like, they poked you and prodded you and set you off and triggered you to the point where you're yelling and screaming and throwing stuff or doing something like that. How did you get there, y'all? Ask yourself, how did you get to this point? Of course, you can take accountability and say, damn, I did react. You know, but how did you get here? But I'll blame somebody else. How did you get here? You can, like I said, how did you get to this point? Okay, I was doing this. My mom died. And my partner knows I don't like to talk about my mom, and they just kept bringing my mom up even though I asked them to stop. They kept talking about how horrible a mom I had. My mom was worthless. My mom this, my mom that. And then I exploded. So how did you get here, y'all? Ask yourself, how did I get here? You know, because that means a lot of stuff right there. Are you okay with boundaries? And this is another question. This is the last one today. I can do a part two of this too, y'all. But are you okay with boundaries being set? And are you able to set healthy boundaries? Are you able to respect someone else's boundaries? And are you able to set healthy boundaries for yourself or the people around you? You see what I'm saying? If somebody sets a boundary on you, you don't take offense to that boundary. It might hurt your feelings a little bit, but you respect people's boundaries and don't try to jump over that boundary. Don't try to push back against that boundary. Are you able to respect boundaries? Because most narcissists, y'all, most narcissists, let's keep it hot, let's keep it real. Most narcissists do not like boundaries being set on them. That's just that if you set a boundary, narcissists typically explode and cut it off. If you are you exhibiting narcissistic out of control rage, y'all? Are you giving your partner the silent treatment? Like, if you're willing to go work on those things and sit in the therapist chair typically, y'all, and acknowledge your part in it, I feel like that means you're not a narcissist. Can narcissists do that? I'm a narcissist that went to therapy and worked on himself. But most narcissists, you know, go to therapy and get diagnosed. Go take a psych eval. See, you know, if you think you're a narcissist, go take a psych eval. See what that comes away. Knowing helps, you know, regardless of whether you're a narcissist or not, knowing can help you. Anyways, y'all, thank y'all for tuning in to another episode. Hope y'all enjoyed it. Again, y'all, make sure y'all tune into my live show on Thursdays, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on YouTube and Facebook. Like and subscribe for more. And as always, y'all, Matunas is out. Peace. Thanks for making it to the end, y'all. If you haven't already, make sure you check out the I Love Me brand, the self-love brand. Link is in the description of every single video and podcast that we do. Thank you so much.